All right, this is Tito W. James for ComicCon.com, and I'm here with Shay Grayson of absolute Catwoman fame, and we're absolutely happy to be here.
Hello.
So the response to the book has been overwhelmingly positive. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, your relationship with Selena and what you're excited to bring to the book?
So yeah, I think Catwoman is one of my favorite characters, so to get to bring this version to life has been such an honor. I think really just finding her voice, her inner world, was the most important thing, and so that was kind of a trial and error when we were working on issue number one, but once that came out and it was really well received, I just felt very empowered to kind of continue to lean onto not only her inner world, but the relationships she has with the other characters and how important that is to the story and to the plot, and her being a part of a team like the Calicos, which is also new and unique to the Absolute Universe, is also just something that I got to bring, and I really cherish her because I think a lot of the time she's been seen as like the lone wolf, right? And so getting to show, you know, she's kind of coined as the Batman of this universe. She has all the gadgets, the gear, but what makes her tick, and who did she make friends with, and why is she no longer connected to them, and how do those things intertwine into this crazy heist thriller? And honestly, playing with genre and then playing with character in that way is what fuels me as a writer. So it's just trying to do that the best that I can so that the readers can be happy and I can feel kind of satisfied as a creative.
I've heard the term momentism, which is sort of like a big impactful moment that happens in every single comic. I really loved how sort of like the Catwoman cycle transforms and you have the attack mode. I mean, really, how do you brainstorm for momentism? What do you think makes for these great comic book moments?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the beauty of co-writing this with Scott Snyder. I think he's been writing superhero comics for so long that he understands instinctively those moments, and he can kind of pitch it to me. And with her, it's like we wanted to feel grounded. So her world is, you know, not fantastical like a Wonder Woman who's raised in hell and can do magic. With her, it's very much rooted in gadgets and tech. And so we actually use a real life robot dog to kind of build off of this idea that it could what are the real life kind of tech that we see nowadays that we can kind of push to be those bombastic moments in each issue. And so, yeah, it's just always saying, what's the kernel of truth in the real world and how can we push it in the superhero world to make it feel very fantastical and kind of cathartic and fun?
Maybe one piece of soundbite advice you would give to a younger version of yourself?
Write comics, make friends in comics, and stick with your community.
Thank you very, very much for your time. This has been Tito W. James and Shay Grayson.